Counseling question number 8. Write a paragraph or two on the problem of eclecticism in counseling and your position in reference to it. My response. Defined by Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, the eclectic person selects, quote, from the various systems such opinions and principles as he judged to be sound and rational, end quote. The view of picking and choosing what we believe to be useful has created many types of, quote, Christian counseling, end quote. The radical separation approach is followed by people who believe that Christians have no expertise or credentials to help people with emotional problems. This view states that secular counselors are the only ones competent and qualified people to help other people's life problems, not the theologians. As our culture has become increasingly psychologized, the integrationist approach has increased in popularity. This view is often promoted by Christians who happen to be psychologists. In their churches, they are the most qualified and competent people to handle emotional problems. This is done with a hybrid of psychology and scripture. Another approach is the synergism view. This view creates the notion that, quote, all truth is God's truth, end quote. And since some things in psychology can be useful, they claim to use scripture to critically examine the findings of psychology. They believe the best of psychology is truth that God meant for us to use in counseling. Finally, there is true biblical counseling that focuses on scripture alone, sola scriptura, as the sole and sufficient authority in counseling, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. With exception to the last view of counseling, they all share a common problem. Their system is built around an extra-biblical concept. Used nouthetically, the Bible confronts people to repent for Christ's glory. Always used humanistically, psychology focuses on the self to help people find tolerable outlets for behavior modification. These two counseling strategies use different authorities, have different views of man and God, different ideas on how to find peace, and as a result, they are diametrically opposed to one another. These are just a few differences. The main problem is that any form of counseling that looks to other sources in the scriptures is essentially saying that scripture is not sufficient. It's to say that we need something else. In every case, the, quote, something else, end quote, is a theory, belief, or tradition of man. It is a belief that wants fallible practices to supplement that which is infallible. They are views that deny God's power. Since part of this response is to give my personal opinion, I will first give credit to secular counseling by noting that for the most part, I believe that they mean well and have the best intentions for people. I believe that psychology can be helpful descriptively, and psychiatry can be useful when people need help with biological diseases of the brain, and for people who struggle with real experiences of believing things to be true that are not, psychosis. With that said, psychology should not prescribe remedies because their view of the gospel is inaccurate. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1, verse 16. Without an understanding of the gospel, people will trade current idols that harm them for other idols that bring them contentment, which is essentially what psychology promotes. Most diagnoses in psychology have no root in a biological issue. People suffer because they are not biblically dealing with their sins, Psalm 32, verse 3. To use psychology is to make lovers of self who will do all things for the sake of their feelings. It will teach them to blame shift their sins on their label. We know that nobody can obey two opposing masters at the same time, Matthew 6, verse 24. How can we expect our counselees to follow what God says about denying themselves daily to live for the glory of Christ when it is mixed with a worldview that teaches the opposite? The only true Christian counseling is sola scriptura.